everyone, I'm Savannah Alalia, and welcome to the latest episode of High Functioning Human Podcast, where you guessed it, you get to connect to yourself as a high functioning human. So today let's discuss a term often used lightly, but with much deeper implications. The word, or the term rather, is people pleaser, more specifically being a pathological people pleaser. Now you've probably heard it, you've probably heard about people pleasing, you maybe have even laughed about it, but have you paused to think about what pathological really means or implies? In medicine, pathological relates to pathology, the study of disease. I recently watched a talk by the remarkable Gabor Maté, which has opened up a new perspective on the physical costs that there are to being a people pleaser and how this pathological behaviour is as serious as any other disease, having serious or even deadly effects on your health. My goodness, it sounds a little bit extreme, I know, but it is important to make sure that you really consider the cost when you're people pleasing, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more now. So if you resonate with the label people pleaser, I really want you to pay attention and take a look at the full talk by Dr. Maté. He's a brilliant speaker. I always enjoy everything I watch of his. I'm going to pop the link below here, so if you want to check it out, you can. First, I want to discuss, why do people fall into the pattern of people pleasing and what are the real risks involved? And I'd love to hear your answers to this as well. This is just my conversational ideas around it. So in his talk, Dr. Maté, in his insights basically reveal that consistently prioritizing other people's needs over your own can lead to chronic health issues. And this is more than just about being nice or too nice. It can be a deeply ingrained habit that's a hidden cost to the people pleasing that we spoke about a moment ago. What is that cost? Well, that cost can be long-term health or well-being issues. Now, ask yourself this, what are the real consequences of people pleasing for you personally? So Dr. Maté shared a story of individuals who, in their relentless dedication to the duty and suppression of negative emotions, especially anger, which I find fascinating, harmed their own health. So when they basically suppressed those emotions, their personal health was harmed. What an interesting idea. So one extreme example of this was a doctor who continued working through his cancer treatment, basically neglecting his own personal health needs. So even before it reaches an extreme point, this habit of ignoring your own needs, if we're coming back to you, and that could be something like emotional burnout, it could be stress, it could be a loss of personal identity. Basically, recognizing and addressing these patterns is crucial for your physical health and well-being. So in conclusion, I want to explore, how can you find a balance between people pleasing others and staying true to yourself? The key thing here lies in embracing your authenticity, understanding and honoring your true feelings and needs, which can only happen if you're actually paying attention to what those true feelings and needs are. And that, I believe, happens from connecting with your body, because all emotion lives essentially in the body. Paying attention to the emotions in your body is super important, but there are also things that you can do that will allow you to take tangible actions in your everyday. For instance, setting clear boundaries. Start by identifying what you're comfortable with and what really drains your energy. Communicate these boundaries clearly to those around you, and then practice some self-reflection. Like, regularly make sure you're taking time so that you can check in on your actions and your decisions and ask yourself, am I doing this for myself or to meet somebody else's expectations? Learning to say no is another one, and that one can be super tough. It can be especially challenging if you're used to being a people pleaser and saying yes. So saying no feels super counterintuitive, but it is a powerful tool for maintaining your authenticity. It's about prioritizing your needs instead of overcommitting yourself. So mindful decision making is another one. So when you're faced with choices, take a moment to consider the decisions. Make sure they align with your values and your truest desires, rather than just being like an auto response to what somebody else has asked you and you are automatically trying to people please them. In a world where you're all too often expected to jump through hoops for those around you, I would love for this to be a wake-up call for you to start valuing your own needs and emotions as seriously as you would a physical ailment. So if you find yourself resonating with this, it's a journey that begins with self-awareness and the bravery to make changes. Embrace a life where your well-being is as crucial as your desire to make other people happy. Thank you so much for joining me on today's High Functioning Human podcast. Here's to a healthier, more authentic path ahead for us all. Remember, trust your instincts and follow your intuition because the world needs your voice and the magic that it brings for all of us. Remember to jump on my mailing list so that you know when the next episode is out. Plus, it will help you stay connected with your intuition and some special things I will only share on email. As always, I look forward to chatting with you next time on High Functioning Human podcast. Take care, talk soon.